Happy Sunday morning. This is Brian Thomas on behalf of Go for Gold, alongside my co-host Lucky Pires, welcoming all of you to our special podcast today. But let me just quickly remind you, the podcast is purely focused on cricket because that's the game of the day. But of course, if you are a Sri Lankan, obviously those listening to us, there's also some very exciting football games that will be played today. But why do I say cricket is in focus is because let's start off on a home base. The Sri Lanka under 19 women's team will play against the Malaysian national team, and that game gets underway today at the NCC. So we do have a communique from Sri Lanka cricket. They have very humbly requested all of you to support the game by watching our future lessees in pursuit. Entrance free at the NCC. Please make sure that you go and watch and encourage our girls. Right, Australia will play against India in the third one-day international today at Hobart at the Bellarive Oval. Remember, Australia lead the 5 ODI series because the first game was ruined because of rain. The second game, Australia comprehensively beat India by 4 wickets at Melbourne. But today's game will be very, very interesting, I assure you. South Africa versus India, the Women's World Cup Finals at Dr. D.Y. Patel Sports Academy in Mumbai. That is where the focus will be. Who will be the world champions? The match officials, Eloise Samardzija, Jacqueline Williams, Sue Rutherford is the third umpire, and our own Michelle Pereira being the match referee. So I just thought I'll make mention of that as well. Right, we've got very brief news, of course, today, even in cricket. Now then, I do want to share something. We had news from Mumbai Indians preparing for the IPL 2026. Why we make mention of IPL in our podcast is because it's not only the richest franchise, but you see global talent being exposed to the public, especially some of the youngsters that come through. Right, Mumbai Indians, as you know, one of the most successful franchises, have done a huge turnaround. They are releasing 9 players this season, including Michael Santner. And the news we have is they need to revamp, they say. They say that the bowling has to be much more controlled, especially in the middle overs, and they need to look for new talent. So it will be very interesting to see how the Ambanis, along with their experts, try to select a new outlook for Mumbai Indians in the forthcoming 2026 season. Interesting thoughts, isn't it? Let's wait and see how it all works. So I want to take this opportunity of wishing both Indian women and the South African women all the very best. Today we'll know who are the queens of international cricket, as we wish both teams all the very best. Well, that's it from me and Lakit Pires this morning. I know our podcast has been extremely brief. I just want to remind all our listeners, thank you for the comments you send in, and I'll try to reply most of them if I do find the time to do so. But I just want to remind you that yesterday we did our special script, the preview of the finals scheduled between South Africa women and Indian women. And the pertinent point in that particular script is, can South Africa tick those boxes? Please ensure, if you're not ready to already have a read and pass on your comments, we in turn will try to pass it on to some of the experts whom we deal with and find out for you about your questions. Thanks for listening and have a very blessed day.